it's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. We're going to start off the show talking about the Kaawha County Football Booster Club. Jessica Rogers is with us. Benji Dunbar has joined us in the studio this morning. So, you know, we've got a lot going on. We're going to start, first of all, Jessica, why don't you just refresh everybody on what the Gold Rush Booster Club is?
So the Gold Rush Booster Club is something that we as parents have started putting together, and we're trying to get the community involved again with our football team to help raise the money so our coaches can focus on coaching and we can focus on raising money for the football program.
Benji, good morning. Thanks for coming in. Glad to have you with us on the show. Jessica, glad you could come in and bring your executive assistant with you this morning.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Well, you guys have a big event coming up this Saturday. Benji, you want to tell us about that?
Yes, sir. We're going to have a Meet the Tiger event. We're going to have a barbecue meal. And it's going to introduce the boys to the community. And we have tickets on sale. We'll have tickets at the door for sale. So if at 6 o'clock on Saturday, evening, and if you can, we'd love for everybody to come out and join us.
How do people get tickets?
We're going to have them at the door.
Okay.
Our the team was selling them, but so right now we're going to have them at the door. Or they can call me or come out to AgriChem, and I'll have them out there too.
Okay.
If they want to buy them before Saturday night. But
okay, how did this Meet the Tigers event kind of come up?
Well, we had an event, was a couple years ago, and it was pretty successful. Aaron being new into the position of head coach last year, we kind of didn't – or he didn't – and him finishing up his principal duties taking in May and taking over football in June, and it was just a lot, so kind of fell by the wayside. We're resurrecting it this year and trying to get it back going, and we're also going to have an auction, a silent auction and a live auction, and Jalen Boyd's going to be our guest speaker. What else am I? Is I forgetting anything else about it? But we're really looking forward to that, and Coach going to talk about all the boys and give everybody a synopsis on them and everything. So,
well, I'm really excited to get to hear Jalen speak because, I mean, that guy, he was one of the most fun players to watch that, you know, kind of came through during that era where we were scoring 50 points a game.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think it'll be great, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that myself, and so, and kind of, you know, reliving some glory from the past and all that. That's all good. Yeah.
Well, and he went on and, you know, won a national championship at Lindsey Wilson.
Right.
And real good running back for them.
Yeah. He had a great career after that, and now into coaching, I think. So,
yeah.
So it's all good.
And one of the newest members of the Hall of Fame, so maybe he'll talk about that a little bit.
Exactly right, and that's on up in the season, and it's going to be, this year's class, and it's going to be a great thing. Everything's good.
We've got Benji Dunbar and Jessica Rogers with us this morning on the show. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more after this. Stay with us as we continue on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, You can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Have you seen it? At WPKY, you asked and we listened. Our website now has upgraded features, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. Your local news edge with names you know.
I'm Tammy Hedcock.
I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for your news edge.
And voices you trust.
With your WPKY news edge, I'm Alan Watts.
Covering the people, schools, businesses, and communities that matter to you.
For your WPKY news edge, this is George Kilgore.
Late breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your sportsedge.com.
The info you need, the people you love, no fees, no hoops to jump through, all in one place. WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Benji Dunbar and Jessica Rogers in the studio with us. They're from the Caldwell County Tiger Gold Rush Club. A little bit later on this morning, Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director, will be with us. And I don't know how I schedule so many Dallas Cowboys fans today, Benji.
It's hurting you, isn't it?
It is. It's Jessica, are you a Cowboys fan?
No.
Wow.
No. I like the Cowboys, but no, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Oh, wow. So
sound like a bandwagoner, doesn't it?
No.
Well, honestly, when we were growing up, you were either a Steelers fan or you were
right.
A Cowboys fan. Yeah. There was no in between.
And if I remember correctly, you were a big Steelers fan.
I was.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Mean Joe Green and Terry Bradshaw and all those guys.
We relived a lot of that up there on the playground at Westside, if I memory recalls.
Well, it seems like everybody in the group was either a Steelers fan or a Cowboys
that's
fan.
That's right.
Except for Jason Pepper, who I think was a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Yeah.
If you remember
that's
that.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Oh, man. That's back when the Seahawks and the Bucks come in at the same time, like late 70s, early 80s, you know. So, yeah, it's breaching back here a day or two.
Yeah, that's a few days ago. It's interesting the things you remember from childhood sometimes.
Exactly.
But you guys have the Booster Club going. Recently had a golf scramble. Tell me how the golf scramble went for you guys.
It was a huge success. We had a complete field, actually probably a little over a complete field. So we ended up getting to put two teams on a hole. So it was a great day of golf, and we raised quite a bit of money for our booster club. So therefore, we will be doing it yearly. And so we're hoping that it continues to be successful. And is as good as what it was years past, you know, and continuing when it was the coaches scramble.
Now, how many teams did you end up with?
I think there was 24.
Yeah.
24.
That's a pretty good turnout.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
Yeah.
But it was a good day.
It was a good day. It really was. And everybody that was there seemed to really have a good time, enjoy themselves. And, we plan on doing it again.
Well, I think the community wants to support local sports, and the football team has been around for so long, you know, it goes back over 100 years, that I think people are just kind of inclined to want to come out and help the football team sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's right. And football is football's football, and it's so always been popular, and it's everybody, it's just been great for the community, and the community really likes. I mean, you can tell how much the community gets behind it. And We just hadn't tapped into that in the past few years. So, we thought we needed to start this booster club and get more support behind the kids.
Yeah. So. Now, what are some things you guys have planned for this season for the booster club?
We're going to have the tailgate area, and that is over by the tennis courts. We still have some parking spots left. I think we've got five or six sold. We've probably got room for about that many more. And that's $500. It's a season. Get you in for to be able to tailgate, and also gives you four chair backs for the ball game, and we'll give you 25 wristbands for as many people as you want to let in and out of your area.
Okay.
Over there. It's kind of to be exclusive to your whoever, all three of the banks has got a parking place, and a couple of other businesses. So we're also going to have advertisements where you can buy a football, and it's going to be like a 2x4 football. We're going to have that put up on the fence coming through the gate up on top,
okay,
where it gets more visibility, I think.
Yeah.
And have your business logo on it if you want to do that for $300. We're going to have some this is getting into the event. We're going to auction off a couple of VIP parking up top.
Okay.
So if you don't want to walk very far,
yeah,
we're going to try to get a couple of parking places up top. And I got several other items that for the event that we're going to auction off. Yeah.
Now, you talk about tailgating area. I'm old enough, I remember when the tennis court area, that was booster club parking.
Right.
So
yeah. Yeah. And we're going to, we're turning that into the tailgate area, and hopefully that's going to be a big success.
Now, there's a couple of rooms up at the cab with windows that actually look out on the football field. I've always thought those should be sold as suites.
We could have them as suites. Exactly right. And that's an idea. Yeah.
It'd be pretty warm in there probably the first of the season, but when it starts getting cold, those would be some good places to watch a ball game from.
Or a rainy night.
Exactly.
I remember watching, I can't remember who was playing, but it was getting on down in the season, and we were up there one night when I was helping out with the band boosters years ago, and had a TV in there, and was watching the Cardinals play in the World Series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's raining out there on the field, so. Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
I remember playing Mayfield a couple of times in the downpour out here.
Oh,
and,
man.
And years ago we played Muhlenberg South, I think either late in the season or maybe it was a playoff game, and it rained from the start of the game to the end of the game.
Oh, man, terrible. It's been some rough weather out there at different times.
Now, we got pretty lucky last season. The weather was pretty good, but, I don't mind a little rain here or there, but you don't want one of those nights where it rains when the game starts and it's still raining when the game ends. But we did get a big win over Mayfield one night in one of those.
That's right. That's exactly
so,
right.
There's the silver lining.
That's Coach G's last year, I think. Boy, yeah.
We went down there that one once.
Yeah.
And we beat them out here 14-10 one night.
Yeah.
We really didn't have any business beating them that night, but –
Maybe we need to play in the rain. That's
Well, there you go. Maybe we're good mudders.
That's exactly right.
Have you guys talked about the booster club and maybe long-range plans for what you want to do?
My main thing is to be consistent and sustain it. And, this first year, we're just kind of getting our feet wet and finding out what we can do and what we're going to be able to do. And we're still figuring out how much it's going to cost us to run every year. And, we got insurance and all different kinds of things that you normally don't think of when you're first starting it out, but you got to have it. And we're still getting our feet wet and kind of finding out where we're at. But to answer that, and it sounds like it's very vague, but it is, it's to sustain it and be consistent.
Well, and you have to raise money somehow. I always say that I hate that everything always comes back to money.
It does.
But everything always comes back to money.
That's exactly right. And I hate it, too. It's it's side that you really don't want to fool with, or nobody really wants to fool with, but it's a necessary thing that you've got to do it. So
we were talking this week at a couple of the golf invitationals, and you know, there are golf teams out there that are going to spend $2,000 this week to play in three or four invitationals.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a golf team having to raise $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for its season.
And it's harder for a smaller sport to right. do that too, you know, and I understand that.
Yeah. Well, and there's lots of sports out there these days. Everybody, you know, needs yeah. help, and there's only so much money out there.
That is exactly right. And, you know, we're just fortunate that the way things have started off, and we so want to thank everybody that has donated, supported, you know, contributed in any form or fashion. Yeah. And it does it takes a whole community, and we're lucky to live in a community that we got that will support you like it.
Well, once again, tell us what you guys have coming up this Saturday, and what's the plan for Saturday night?
We're going to have this Meet the Tiger event at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a few words, and then we're going to, of course, we're going to eat. We're going to have a barbecue meal. Then we're going to have a silent auction, a live auction. But then before that, we're going to have a guest speaker, Jalen Boyd. And then we're going to have the auction. I don't know. We got several items to auction off. It's, anywhere from Oakley sunglasses to a barbecue gift basket that's worth $150. Here's a golf basket for entry for next year's golf tournament.
Okay.
And we got some tools. A screwdriver set and a socket and an electric screwdriver. We got a John Deere frame print. We got some Yeti cooler and some tumblers. Two all sports season passes to Caldwell County. And Coach Riley says that's a $400 value yeah. piece. And so it gets you in any sporting event for this upcoming year. We're going to have a 63-sign state football with the guys that were there last year yeah. that celebrated the season. The ones that's bad to say that's left, you mm-hmm. know, still living, they signed it. And a 98-sign football for the guys that was out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got two UK Louisville football tickets. We got two Titan Patriot tickets. We're gonna have two VIP parking spaces up top. That's if you don't like to walk no more than I do, that might be up your alley. I don't know. Is there anything else I'm missing, Jessica?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty much the bigger items.
We got some good stuff. I mean, it's so come. I'm your checkbook open. We'd love to have you.
Well, are you still looking for some items? Can people still donate?
Sure. Yeah, we're not going to turn anything down. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're also, like I said, we're going to have tickets at the door for sale. If somebody has approached you about getting tickets and you would like to come, we'd love to have you. You know, we still got plenty of tickets right now. We did have a pretty good push on them, and the boys done pretty good about selling them.
Yeah.
And we're just, but we will have them for sale at the door.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning and talking to us. And anything else before
you? We appreciate you having us, Todd, and thank you for all you do, buddy.
All right. Really thanks, Benji.
Appreciate you. Yep.
Benji Dunbar and Jessica Rogers from the Caldwell County Tiger Gold Rush Club Football Booster Club. Appreciate them being on the show today. Stay with us. We're going to talk to Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director. When we come back, stay tuned as we continue here on the Sideline Report at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
At Tricews, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens, and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Trice Hughes in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit TriceHughes.com. That's TriceHughes.com.
Caldwell Medical Associates Orthopedic Clinic is your one-stop shop for orthopedic care. Our team of medical professionals can diagnose and treat a wide range of orthopedic care and get you back on the path to a happier, healthier you. Whether you need basic fracture care or osteoporosis management, a sports physical, or back pain treatment, we've got you covered. To learn more or to schedule an appointment with an orthopedic provider, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.
Good morning once again. Thanks for tuning in to the Sideline Report this morning here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to Benji Dunbar and Jessica Rogers for dropping by and talking about the Tiger Football Booster Club. Joining us now, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley. And Jeff, you probably heard us talking about the cost of doing business for sports, and you know, that's kind of right up your alley.
Well, I don't know about up my alley, but it's what I get to deal with every day. But yeah, it's not getting cheaper. It's like everything else. Inflation affects sports, and so it's definitely not a cheap endeavor to try to function and provide money for our sports teams.
Well, and every year it gets more expensive, and that's kind of what we were talking about. And you have to find ways to be creative and raise money. And you know, nobody wants to raise ticket prices and those kind of things, but sometimes you have to do that too.
Yeah, you do. I think you just have to kind of keep up. I know since I've been the this is starting my fourth year as the athletic director. I think somebody that we have to pay has gotten a raise every year or so, and it just kind of keeps going. And you know, that's deserving. The people deserve to get paid for their time, and you know, and all that stuff, but that's got to come from somewhere. And for us, it comes out of our gate receipts and our ticket costs. So
is this the busy time of year for you?
Well, gearing up, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you get a little bit of a take a breath time, and then everything just kind of starts getting geared up. And so you got about a month to kind of get your ducks in a row and try to get things going and, you know, get all the stuff ready to start the fall season. And then once the fall season gets started, it just kind of goes until May.
I guess the first official regular season event for fall sports was Tuesday with the golf team.
Yeah, Chuck took three or four of the kids over to the get a little golf in. I know they've been practicing a little bit. I know he was kind of fired up about getting going. I know I think Colin's at GSP or something, so he's not at full strength, and some of the kids have some other summertime things that are happening. But he was fired up. He enjoys being on the golf course with those guys and taking them around. So I think they've got another event today they're going to go play in. So it's we're underway. So
yeah, I think they're at Trigg County, the Trigg County Invitational over at Boots Randolph. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, that is. That's good for those. It's good for golf to kind of get in. It makes sense. You know, you got to get the golf in while the weather's good. And you know, I think you know, they're excited about getting back on the course and playing some, and I know he was excited to get out there with them.
I was at the Marshall County Invitational Tuesday, went over to the Hopkins County Central Storm Invitational yesterday over at Madisonville Country right. Club, and, you know, getting back to the money thing, and I'll get off that train in a minute, but, yeah. you know, one of the big topics of conversation was teams saying that they were paying $2,000 or $3,000 this week to play in, you know, four invitationals with their boys' team and their girls' team, and that seems like a lot of money.
Yeah, well, with certain sports, especially some of the individual sports, you know, a lot of those events do have entry fees, and they're not $20 entry fees
right.
anymore. And you know, it does cost money for those kids to go play in invitational tournaments because it costs money to have tournaments, and people use tournaments as fundraisers. So they're looking to kind of, you know, some golf teams, that's how they fund their year a little bit.
Yeah.
So most of our golf stuff comes from generosity of people because they do go out and get a lot of donations from the community, and they operate on that a lot. And, you know, the athletic department throws a little money at them. We take care of transportation and some other things, some equipment stuff. But for the golf team in particular, it's just mostly on what they can raise and what they can get out and do. And so – It is. It's expensive, and that's not going to go away.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those sports where, yes, you have teams, but it's an individual thing. I mean, you know, there's no tagging in and out or anything like that. You know, you can't put somebody in your place to play the last eight holes. It's pretty much an individual event.
I might be a good golfer if I only had to swing one club one distance all the time. You can sub in and out.
Yeah, just use one club, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the golfers – golf is one of the more unique sports because basically it's just up to the families and the kids. Mm-hmm. The school gives them opportunity to play for the school, but, you know, they buy their own clubs. They, you know, they got to spend time out there self practicing and doing their own thing. And, you know, we try to give them an opportunity to get together and put them in a Suburban and drive somewhere and go play some golf and represent Caldwell County. But most of that burden financially is on the family and the kids and what they can get out and fundraise and do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just one of those sports that you better have a love for and interest before you kind of get to high school. It's not one of those things where you're kind of on your own developmentally.
Well, and we've talked about football before, that if a school didn't already have an established football program, it would be difficult to start one from scratch just because of the cost involved.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to have somebody. You'd either have to have a pretty good endowment or have somebody that, you know, had a little money that was just interested in getting football started. So I won't speak for anybody, but just for example, if Livingston County wanted to play football, someone would have to donate them a few million dollars just to get started.
Yeah, to build a stadium, and the cost
yeah.
of just outfitting a player
Amen.
Keeps getting higher and higher.
Yeah, it does, and it's, again, helmets and shoulder pads are not getting cheaper, that's for sure.
We mentioned the already played one regular season event with golf. When's the first home regular season event for
oh, gosh.
The? Do you know?
You
Caldwell
put me
County?
On the spot. I think girls soccer plays at home on the first. I have to look.
There's some scrimmages coming up.
I think it's the girls because I think the boys scrimmage Murray on the fifth, and I think the girls are at home the first, or maybe they're home the first of the week. I'd have to go back and look. I don't have it memorized.
Yeah.
But it's a soccer scrimmage is the first home
okay.
thing for us.
Well, that's how busy it is. You know, you've got soccer, you've got volleyball, you've got golf. You guys are working with football right now?
Yeah, it's going. Fall is busy because we have so many things going on. We have so many teams playing. But I think it's good to start off school and the kids have something on their plate to get going. You know, football coaches, we talk about how we're really glad that the football game, I don't know, routine is started when school starts because, you know, we can just jump right in. We don't have to go 2 or 3 weeks of school before there's a football game. So we're very fortunate in that. We like the schedule like it is now, so hopefully we can keep it that way.
Well, I'd always heard that sports were just like another classroom, that it might as well be football 101 or soccer 101, you know, over the door.
Well, yeah, that's hopefully. I mean, that's your ultimate goal, right? That's why I believe schools invest in sports is to teach kids, and hopefully you can have some success and win and do all the things that come along with that along the way. But, you know, the primary goal is to provide an experience that gives some kids some education in the process, and they can learn some things that you can't necessarily learn in a classroom.
We're talking this morning with Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll be back with more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Lance Stallings of Stallings Auto Sales, and we are humbled that you voted Stallings Auto Sales as your favorite used car dealer again this year. Come see why. Stallings Auto Sales, Hopkinsville.
Whether your child is preparing for the first day of kindergarten or their first day of college, school is expensive. Make sure they have everything they need to have a successful school year. Visit ABC Finance. They offer fast decisions on loans from $500 to $15,000, usually within an hour. Give your kids the best possible start to the school year, whatever age they are, with the help of ABC Finance. It's a smart decision and easier than learning your ABCs.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director, in the studio with us this morning. Jeff, appreciate you coming in today, and going to throw a tough one at you now. You know, the one question I get asked all the time is, what happened to the tiger on the side of the cab gym, and when's it going back up?
Well, the tiger had to be sacrificed in the short term for repairs on the cab. I think there was some leaking issues, and I think they had to take the tiger down to fix some seams and things that were behind it, because the paint on the inside was looking kind of rough and was coming off. I think anybody that's kind of been there the last couple of years has noticed. And one of the things that's happened is they took the tiger down to seal the walls back up, and in right now as we speak, they're painting the cab. Mm-hmm. So that part of that project's getting done, and I don't know that we'll see exactly the same tiger, but I do know there are plans to put another Caldwell County tiger on the side of the cab to kind of spruce it up and refresh a little bit. And I think everybody will be excited to see that. Hopefully it'll bring some excitement, and it looks good. It just looks good having it up there rather than just a blank wall. And I do know that that Mr. Cash and Dr. Roach have got plans to put something else back up there, and I trust it'll look good, because we all know Mr. Cash likes things to look good. So.
Well, I've suggested lights and fireworks, but that may be too much.
Well, if it can be worked out, Todd, I'm sure that we can make that happen. Somebody shoots the fireworks off the top, and maybe spotlight what's going on.
There you go.
Maybe we can get a big video board or something.
Oh, there you go. On the side of the building.
There you go.
Well, I never really realized how iconic that tiger on the side of the cab gym was until it was no longer there and everybody started asking about it.
Yeah, well, I can, you know, even as a even before you become part of the community, you notice when you drive by the high school that it's there, and you know it's, and you come in, everybody kind of looks up there to see if it's there, and we've had some questions about it, but you know, unfortunately, just like everything else, over time you got to kind of repair and fix, and you know, and that's just what it's just a victim of time, and so it's just getting spruced up a little bit, and it'll come back, it'll be bigger and better than ever, I hope.
But even youth teams, and I think the middle school team, they would win the coin toss and say, "We want to defend the Tiger."
easy landmark, right? Yeah. So it's hard to say we want to defend the gym, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the most famous person in Caldwell County is the Tiger on the side of the cab gym.
Well, it definitely was a trademark of Caldwell County for sure, and hopefully we'll get something back up there soon, and we can have a brighter trademark, and I promise you it'll still be something to do with the Tiger.
Well, I mentioned early on the show that I scheduled a lot of Cowboys fans today. Didn't mean to back you guys up against each other, but I know you and Benji, you know, wear proudly that Cowboy
fan. I am. I've been a Cowboys fan for a long time, so it's always nice to know that there are some people around that kind of can either live and die with you. It's been a little more dying than living here the last few years, but it's still fun. It's fun to be a fan. I mean, that's what makes sports fun, so get out here and give each other a little bit of a hard time. I hope Mark Fawn's listening today to all these Cowboy fans.
Well, nobody wins every year. You know, even the Yankees don't win every year.
Except the Chiefs. I know Miss Rogers was in on the Chiefs over there. I heard that when I was coming in. So they seem to win every year.
Benji and I were always on the opposite side of the Steelers-Cowboys thing back in the day.
Were you
a part of that too? I mean, you either had to be a Steelers fan or you had to be
a
Cowboys
fan. The biggest reason I'm a Cowboys fan is
I was growing up, I had two cousins, and one was a Steelers fan and one was a Cowboys fan. And I sided with the Cowboys fan because the cousin that was a Steelers fan was a little closer in age to me, so it wasn't a rivalry, but I wanted to go with the older cousin. So that's the reason I started in on the Cowboys and just kind of stuck with it.
Well, there you go. We need to get to another break on the show. Stay with us. More on the Sideline Report right after this here at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville for a demo today.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. We're talking right now with Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director. And Jeff, I threw one tough question at you earlier since you're here and we're talking athletics. Caldwell County is in need of a baseball head coach, and where is that search at right now?
Well, the job is open, so anybody's interested in being a baseball coach can go to the website and apply. We've had a couple applicants. Coach Kukuhiko and I have talked about it a little bit, and I think we're just going to kind of leave it open for a little while and kind of see how things pan out. I know there's some conversations in the works that the best I can say is but we're going to try to get the best guy that we can for the job, and hopefully that'll be someone that fits in our teaching regiment. Right now there's still a couple teaching positions, a social studies position open that maybe, you know, you can fill with a coach. And then if it doesn't work out that a teacher applicant kind of comes in with it, then we'll adjust. And the good thing, I guess, we do have a little bit of time. And so hopefully we can get that filled as soon as possible. But we're still looking. So if anybody, Todd, if you're interested, then just go fill it out. You got a lot of baseball knowledge, man. We can use it. We'll get you in Goodacre out there.
I don't want to follow Josh Young.
That'd be a tough one to follow. And we hated losing Josh. You know, Josh is one of our own. But, sometimes he made a family decision that affected sports. And, you know, we love and respect Josh, and he was, you know, he'll always be a Tiger to us, and we're glad we had him when we did. But, you know, I think he's going to be a dad, so I don't know if I'm supposed to say that publicly or not, but he's going to be a dad, and he wanted to get a little closer to home because him and his wife live around Mayfield. So can't blame a guy for trying to make it convenient and be a good father. You certainly can't do that. Blame somebody for doing that for sure.
Well, he had a really good two-year run as Tiger baseball coach and was second region coach of the year this year. So,
he struck while he got out while the iron was hot. Right, he left the bar pretty high. Yeah. So, no, you know, I can't speak. I coached Josh when he was playing middle school football, and he was a heck of an athlete for us. So, Josh is the type of guy who, you know, if he sets his mind to do something, he's going to do it well and try to do it the right way. So, you know, we wish him the best, and maybe one of these days when his family grows a little bit, we can get him back to – we got to recruit his wife and get her to move here too.
Yeah. Whoever gets that job, though, there's some nice young talent on that team, and Caldwell County through the years has typically always been pretty solid on the baseball diamond.
Yeah, that's one thing. When I moved here 20 years ago, I guess I wasn't really involved in baseball a lot as a kid, but I was really impressed with how important baseball was here. So it's not something that, you know, and Coach Kukuhiko, Mr. Kukuhiko, the principal, he played baseball right here. So he has a pretty good grasp of what his vision for the program is and how he wants it to go. So I'm very confident we'll find a good person. And hopefully that tradition can continue. And as long as the kids are willing to get out and work and play ball and get after it a little bit, and I think they did a great job of that last year, I think they can expect some continued success.
I hope the new baseball hire is as good as your recent girls basketball hire.
I told Coach Stallings, I'm like, well, you know, we are hiring former head coaches to come back, and he kind of gave me that look like, yeah. Hey, I've done my time, brother. So, but no, there's a good baseball base here, and hopefully that base can spread too, and hopefully we do find somebody as qualified as Coach Thomas to come back and lead our program and, you know, take it for a while and make it as good as it can be, because I know that's what her plans are. So, you know, that's what we're looking for.
Well, while you're here, how is the football team looking right now?
We're working. You know, just like any other preseason, some days are better than others. But we've probably got about 30 or 35 kids that are really good, hardworking kids. And we've got a lot of experience back in the skill positions. And our linemen kids are getting a lot of good experience. So I'm very optimistic about where our season can go. I think the kids have a little bit of a hunger this year that maybe they didn't have last year because, you know, just a coaching change and trying to figure things out and having an understanding about what it's going to take to have a successful and competitive season. And, you know, I think as coaches, we've got a year under our belt with these kids, and that makes a difference on when you know who's going to play where and what we're going to call and that kind of stuff. So I'm very optimistic that we'll hopefully put a good product on the field that people can be proud of and come watch, and hopefully that'll result in a couple more wins as we progress through the fall.
And as we talked with Benji and Jessica this morning, big event coming up Saturday night.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. I know the idea of this kind of got started with Coach Stallings in baseball a few years ago. And, you know, I think Coach Barnes took it under his belt and kind of revived it a little bit. And, you know, it's really cool to have the Booster Club involved and have, you know, some outside help with doing this kind of thing. And, you know, the parents have really done a good job of taking that on, and hopefully it can be a good event fundraiser for them. And it's always cool to have the history of your program come back and present and talk to, because you don't ever want that to get away from it. You know, the tradition of the success it's had. And, you know, I've been around long enough. I got to coach Jalen when he was in middle school and got a front row seat to his high school success and have followed him from afar in college. And now he's grown and got a family of his own and is coaching, and having him come back and kind of tell his football story, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, what a fun guy to watch. And, of course, those teams were loaded. And I sometimes say that you look at Jalen's stats, they probably don't tell the whole story because there were so many weapons on those teams that you didn't have to give Jalen the ball 30 times a game.
Well, you didn't have to. And one of the things, you know, Jalen was a kid that, you know, I kind of got him in middle school, and we, you know, he hadn't quite grown up a lot. I don't know how much he played in the youth ball, and we kind of got him. I can remember Coach Kukuhiko and I, Steve, and we gave him the ball one day in practice, and I was like, "Do you play football last year?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well, all right. So, you know, you did a good job." And I think our eighth grade running back had an injury, and I was like, "Hey, Steve, we got to give Jalen a shot." And he was like, "All right." So we kind of threw him in there, and it was that kind of, he just kind of took that opportunity and ran with it, and had a terrific career here. Probably, you know, one of the best ever, and deservingly going into the local Hall of Fame. And you know, probably will end up in the Lindsey Wilson Hall of Fame because he had a great career there. And, you know, he's just one of those kids that was a naturally good athlete and worked really hard and had fun. Jalen, the thing I remember most about Jalen is he had fun playing football. Mm-hmm. And he really enjoyed the game. And that I think that propelled him to doing good things and developing his athleticism. And, he was a good kid to be around, good personality. Never was a problem, you know, as an issue on it. You always could count on Jalen to come and give you all he had. So it was fun, and that made them fun to watch.
Yeah, he played on teams here that scored 50 points a game, then went to Lindsey Wilson, ended up there, and they were scoring 50 points a game. I don't think that's, you know, that's no coincidence. I mean, that's because he was part of the team.
Yeah, if you have a great offense, you have to have a great running back, and that's, you know, he kind of fit that bill for us. So he was, and you know, I can just – there are little things about him. You know, he just – that little burst or that he'd see the field so well, and next thing you know, he'd be, you know, just turn on a little bit of speed, and it was deceptive because sometimes you didn't – you know, I don't think he ran a 4.240, but nobody ever caught him.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was just one of those guys that was a gamer and, you know, a special kid to watch. And, you know, he's got family ties here, and think a lot of his grandparents and, you know, a Mr. – his grandfather worked with me at the middle school, and I developed a good relationship with him there. And, you know, he's always been one of his biggest fans, and his mom and dad running around. There's no more hype Caldwell County fan than his dad. So it was a fun time to be in the program, and it's good to get those guys to come back and maybe bleed some of that to these kids and understand that there's a tradition and, you know, a little bit of an expectation, and they got to work hard to try to live up to it, at least to put that type of product on the field the best that they can, and hopefully they'll see that and see what's possible and, you know, be a little motivation going into the season.
And if you're ever watching the Canadian Football League and you see a guy playing quarterback for the Toronto Argonauts, Cameron Dukes, that was Jalen's quarterback at Lindsey Wilson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wouldn't wear that. That's
yeah.
Right. Awesome.
So he's in the CFL. I like the CFL. I like the rouge, you know, the 1 point.
Yeah.
I don't like the three downs and some of the other things they do, but I love the rouge. We need to bring that into American football.
You like that? You just incorporate some of the Canadian rules? They're changing a lot of the NFL rules.
Yeah, so that 1 point. And speaking of the NFL, the kickoffs this year, that's going
to
be crazy.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that's –
I mean, it's what the XFL did – but when the XFL and USFL merged, they're not doing those kickoffs anymore. But the NFL is going to do where the lone kicker is at one end of the field and everybody else is lined up at the other end of the field, and nobody can move until the receiver catches the ball.
And there's no surprise onside kick.
Right.
That eliminates that. I'm not sure. I don't know how much I like it. Now, one thing I do think is important, and at the highest level, they have to do things to make the game safer. Because the longevity of the game depends upon the safety of the game.
Right.
So I think, you know, I'm not one of those old school guys that think you should never change it. I do think there's got to be some, you know, as medical science grows, you get more information, you have to adjust. So I don't know if I like it or not from a strategy standpoint and tactics and how you play, but it'll be interesting to see how they employ it and how it affects the game. And if they don't like it, I guess they can just go back the way it was.
Yeah. This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Thanks a lot for tuning in today. Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director, is with us. And, Jeff, are you guys selling tickets already for fall?
Well, we haven't quite started selling tickets. If you have reserved seats at the football stadium and you want to keep your reserved seats, so all you got to do is just call and let me know, and we'll make sure we don't sell those to somebody else. Probably around the 1st of August, 1st, 2nd, we'll open up, and I plan to have GoFan up and live for all of our tickets to be on sale. And we'll sell, of course, we'll sell individual game tickets on GoFan. We'll also sell season passes, which will be you get in for the whole season, be a little bit of a discount per game for the season passes for soccer and volleyball. And then we'll also have football general passes up too. So, and then, of course, you can always buy single game tickets if you don't know how many you're going to come to. We'll still take a little cash at the gate right now. I'd prefer we get away from that. It's efficiency-wise, but I know some people just aren't comfortable doing online tickets, so we'll still have some cash sales too. So that's going to get going. I try to start it around the 1st of August, so it kind of gives our people in the high school a chance to kind of get caught up on all the summertime stuff before people start coming in and doing stuff. So, but if you – anytime you want to get a hold of me, you can email, call the school, leave a message, do whatever, however you want to contact me. If you want to keep your football season tickets, obviously just let us know, and we're going to hold them for you until we hear from you. So if you don't think you want them, call and let me know so we can sell them to somebody else. But if you want to hang on to them, call and let me know, and we'll keep them for you, and you can come pay us around the first game or sometime around the time school starts.
One of the greatest things ever last season was students getting in free.
Yeah, we hope to do that again. I know, Dr. Roach kind of had the vision a couple years ago and kind of talked to me about what it would take. And, you know, we spent a year kind of tracking student tickets, and we kind of come up with the grant mark of if we can raise $10,000, that should just about cover what we generally make in student tickets. So that's our goal. Last year, the community was generous enough to make that happen. I know Tyler Bashir and his staff at the Bashir Sawmill helped a lot. And, you know, there was – I don't want to try to name everybody that did it last year because I'll leave somebody out, but there was, you know, 12, 15 so businesses and people in the community that stepped up and made that happen. So we would love to be able to do that again. You know, like we said when the program started, it just takes money to operate athletics. And, you know, if we felt like we could make the money without it, then we would just let our kids in for free anyway. But I don't feel like athletics can take a $10,000 hit, you know, all things being said. So, you know, we'd like to get some sponsorships. And if you're interested in sponsoring, contact the Board of Education or contact me at the high school. And, you know, we'll try to get you some recognition and put some signage up and give you a chance to sponsor our kids to come for free. And I know football-wise, it increases the traffic, but I think you really notice it at volleyball and basketball and soccer, because there are kids that go to those games now that might not have gone before because of the ticket cost. So they you know, they're not as limited. And so hopefully it relieves some families when they want to come in and you got a family of four and, you know, your kids get in for free. It might make you more interested in coming to a game. So.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate you coming in and talking sports with us this morning. Kind of sent you off on a few different directions, but you handled all that well.
Well, I appreciate it. Anytime, man. If that's one thing I can do is I can try to talk some sports. Now you may get some Canadian football rules in on me, but we'll work through it.
And we'll talk more Canadian football next time you're here. Yeah. That's Jeff Riley, Kaawah County High School Athletic Director. Also on the show earlier today, Benji Dunbar and Jessica Rogers of the Kaawah County Tiger Gold Rush Club Football Booster Club. Appreciate them coming by as well. That's going to wrap us up for this week's edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY Princeton, Kentucky.